The grill is cleaned up and raring to go. You have barbecue on your mind. Now, let's talk sauce. There are hundreds of bottled barbecue sauce opportunities. So many choices, so little information. So where do you turn? Well, for us, it's straight to the crew at America's Test Kitchen. Managing producer Sally Swift sat down with Jack Bishop to wade through that king of summer condiments, barbecue sauce.
Hey, Jack, great to have you back.
Nice to talk to you, Sally.
So, Jack, are supermarket barbecue sauces based on a certain style of barbecue sauce?
Yeah, this is a case where Kansas City rules. You know, if you talk to people in North Carolina that make very vinegary sauces or in Texas, they have very particular opinions about what barbecue sauce should be. But when you're thinking about what's on the supermarket shelves across the country, the sweet, tomatoey sauce that's very thick and clingy that they make in Kansas City is what most Americans would say, hey, that's barbecue sauce.
Now, you did a tasting, and it was the second time around for you because your champion has changed its sweetener.
That's correct. So one of the things when we do tastings is we're always monitoring, you know, has the product changed? And they swapped out cane sugar and we're using high fructose corn syrup in our old winner. So we said it's time to taste them all again. So we did a series of tastings. We always do stuff straight from the bottle, but then we do cooking applications and we use them in pulled pork. And then we had them out on the table as a dip for chicken fingers in order to evaluate the 7 best-selling brands across the country that sort of model this sweet, tomatoey, slightly smoky, slightly spicy barbecue sauce that most of the country agrees is barbecue sauce.
And so what were the characteristics that your tasters loved? They loved sweetness.
Sweetness, but not too much. We want a fair amount of smoke, but not so much smoke that you feel like you're at a campfire. a good amount of spice and a good amount of tang. Most of the brands ended up being overrepresented in one of these flavor characteristics. So they were too vinegary. They were too sweet. They were too smoky. And so we're really looking for that perfect balance where the tomato and the sweetness is maybe slightly in the fore, but then you get a lot of smoke and a lot of spice and a lot of tang, but all in balance with each other.
So who were your winners?
So our winner turned out to be our old favorite, even though it had been reformulated, the Bullseye Original Barbecue Sauce. It has that perfect balance, has a fair amount of smoke and spice, more than a lot of the other national brands. And it's sweet, but was not the sweetest brand that we tasted. Some of the brands were just honestly more like candy than barbecue sauce.
And what was the big loser?
So at the bottom was Stubb's Original Legendary Barbecue Sauce. This one just wasn't sweet enough and seemed overrepresented in the tang. It also is very thin. One of the things that our tasters really wanted is a sauce that has the consistency similar to ketchup so that it will really cling to, you know, if it's a chicken nugget or stay on that bun coating the pulled pork. And the Stubb's is a very thin, more liquidy sauce.
And it's funny because that's, of course, when I look at all the bottles, all the other bottles are kind of plastic squeeze bottles, and that Stubb's is in a glass bottle. It looks a little more upscale. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, and I think this is really not a case of necessarily a bad sauce. It's a different sauce. There are a lot of barbecue lovers in Texas that would say, hey, Stubb's aligns with what they think barbecue sauce should be, mm-hmm. Where it's a lot more vinegary and it doesn't need to be so thick. But most Americans, they want it thick and they want it sweet.
So can you give us some ideas of things to do with barbecue sauce that we may not think of?
Yeah, so the first thing is any place you use ketchup, you have to ask yourself, could you use barbecue sauce? One of my favorite test kitchen recipes uses a barbecue sauce on meatloaf rather than the ketchup to create a smoky, spicy glaze. So that's an easy one. Something a little bit more out there is to make a macaroni salad with barbecue sauce. You still add some mayonnaise, but then you cut it about 50-50 with barbecue sauce, and you get spicy tomato, vinegary, smoke, all of those great flavors, but it's going to give it a wild color. People are going to be like, what is that? Because it turns bright orange, but it's kind of fun, and it tastes great with all those summer barbecued foods.
Well, 4th of July, it sounds like to me.
Yeah, and then the last idea is going to rock your world because it's so out there. Is to make a barbecue vinaigrette. So make a standard vinaigrette and add a couple tablespoons of barbecue sauce and serve it over seared scallops.
Wow.
Yeah, it seems like, is that going to work? But again, it's kind of a shortcut to a lot of flavors. A little smoke, a little bit of spice, a little bit of tomato, and a little bit of vinegar.
Wow, that is a great idea.
Yeah, it seems pretty unlikely, but it's delicious.
Great. Hey, Jack, thank you.
Thanks, Sally.
Jack Bishop is Chief Creative Officer at America's Test Kitchen. Now, you can find that list of barbecue sauces, the winners and the losers, at splendidtable.org.